Today we remember in a special way all of those who have gone before us and await the fullness of the kingdom, that is, the resurrection of their bodies from the dead. We also take this time to pray for the repose of their souls. And as a reminder, through the 8th of the month, you can gain a plenary indulgence once a day by going to a cemetery or even mentally going to a cemetery. In other words, if you can't get there physically, even if you just think about going to the cemetery and praying for the souls, you can gain a plenary indulgence for the souls in purgatory. So now, in order to get a plenary indulgence, remember, there are a few things that you have to do they've extended to 20 days now. So within 20 days, one side or the other, you have to go to confession, have to receive Holy Communion, you have to do what's necessary, in this case, go to the cemetery and pray for the souls, and also the hard part of the plenary part of the indulgence, you must be detached from every aspect of every sin that you've ever committed. That's the part that they keep forgetting to tell you about. But even if you don't get a plenary indulgence in the absolute sense, you can get a pretty massive partial indulgence. All that can be offered for the souls in purgatory. So a great, great point of mercy and of charity for the poor souls who can do nothing more for themselves than what they are already doing. They are praying, they are suffering, they are doing everything possible, 100%, to get to heaven as quickly as they possibly can. So there's nothing more, literally, that they can do for themselves. But when we pray for them, that just leapfrogs them ahead so that they are able to move forward in a way that they wouldn't have been able to on their own. So a great opportunity for us to really practice charity for those who have gone before us. The tragedy, of course, these days is that hardly anybody prays for the dead. Part of that is because of the foolishness of the idea that everybody's already gone to heaven. And some of it is that we've just simply forgotten. Maybe there are people who have denied purgatory. Even though it is an infallible teaching of the church, we have lots of priests and lots of people who want to suggest somehow that purgatory doesn't exist. Well, if purgatory doesn't exist, then there's no reason to pray for the souls in purgatory because there aren't any. Well, I think we all know better than that. Let's just look at it this way. Scripture is very clear that no one can get into heaven unless they are perfect. Nothing impure or imperfect, it says, can enter into heaven. So I hope that you are all in the state of grace, all right? Because you cannot go to heaven if you're not in the state of grace. But that being said, assuming that you're in the state of grace, if you were to die today, have you achieved spiritual perfection? Are you ready to go straight to heaven and look at God face to face because your soul is so pure and so perfected that you're just ready for a straight shot? I think most of us would know better than to suggest that. It's not going to happen so easily. And so thanks be to God, He's given to us purgatory as a place to be purified so that we can get to heaven. Because if He's going to require that we have to be perfect, and if there isn't a purgatory, and therefore anything imperfect or impure would ultimately then have to be condemned, that would mean our Blessed Lady and a very small handful of saints who have achieved perfection in this life would be able to be in heaven, and the rest of us would be cast out. Thanks be to God, who is merciful that He gives us the opportunity to be able to be purified of the effects of sin and all of our imperfections even after this life. And so we need to make sure that we remain always in the state of grace, because remember, if you are in the state of grace, you will go to heaven. May take a while if you're having to be in purgatory, but you will go to heaven. You cannot go backwards. If you die in the state of mortal sin, you cannot go to heaven. So we need to make sure we're always in the state of grace, and then strive to be growing in virtue. The more we can grow in holiness, the closer that we can come towards spiritual perfection, the less time we're going to have to be spending in purgatory. And so we want to make sure then that we are keeping our souls as holy and as clean as we can get them. And we have to recognize also the truth of that our Lord spoke here in the gospel reading, also what we see in the book of the prophet Daniel and what the church has taught right along. Every single person is going to rise from the dead. Everyone. And your body is going to be reunited with your soul. So the question is, where is your soul gone? Or for us, where is it going to go? So either you're going to rise to the glory of God, and your body and soul will be in heaven, and they will glorify God. You will glorify God in the fullness of your person, both body and soul, for the rest of eternity. Or your body is going to rise from the dead, and it is going to be, as the prophet Daniel said, an everlasting horror and a disgrace. And it will be reunited with your soul, and for all eternity in hell, you will suffer the results of your, not so much of your sin, of your lack of repentance. Because anyone in hell, if they simply would have repented, they'd be in heaven. All of us are sinners, so we can't just simply say it's the punishment for their sin, because otherwise we'd have to look at it and say, that's where I'm headed to. We can all say it's what I deserve. If I got what I deserve for my sins, yeah, I'd be toast. But the mercy of God that forgives our sins allows us to be able to get to heaven. So for the forgiveness of sin, we need to be able to repent, confess our sins, receive absolution. The sin is gone. It is removed from our soul. And that's going to be one of the things that will make the souls in hell even suffer that much more, is the realization that all that they would have had to do was to humble themselves a tiny bit and repent of their sins. And God in his mercy would have forgiven them too. On the day of the general judgment, when all the sins of the world will be shown to everyone, the souls in hell will recognize that there are people in heaven who committed far, far worse sins than what they committed. But the people who are in heaven repented of those sins, and the people in hell did not. And so we need to make sure that we are repentant, that we are seeking the mercy of God through the confession of our sins, so that we can keep our souls in the state of sanctifying grace always. Because, again, as St. Paul pointed out, in the twinkling of the eye, at the archangel's trumpet, the dead are going to rise. Now, we also have to recognize the blessing which is ours, because when St. Paul talks about this, especially in Thessalonians, he talks about how those who are still alive will be caught up in the clouds. Now, that'd be pretty cool. The poor Protestants who think that there's going to be a rapture, well, that's when it will be, at the very end of the world. The people who are still alive that are going to be going to heaven will be raptured out at that point. Nothing before then. But that means that they are going to be there, having gone through the most horrible tribulations that humanity has ever endured, and being made perfect, because remember, there will be no purgatory after the end of the world. Purgatory ends on the last day of the world. So when the resurrection happens, there will be no more purgatory. That means the souls who are alive at the end of the world must be made perfect before they die. Now, they're not going to die. They have to be made perfect before the end of the world. So that's why the purification is going to be so horrible for them. But it's not only that they've been through all these horrible tribulations. Now they have to sit and watch as the graves of the dead are opened, as the dead rise. For those going to heaven, that'd be an all right thing to watch, because their bodies are going to be glorified. Yeah, for the other ones, It's going to be horrific. They have to watch all that, not knowing at that point whether they're going to heaven or not. They haven't been judged yet. They're still standing there watching as all of this is taking place. And finally, as the reward for their fidelity to the end, God will meet them in the clouds, will bring them up with him. And at that point, as it would have been with Our Lady, their body will share in the glory of the resurrection, even without having died. So that'll be the blessing for them, but they will have had to go on through all the stuff before then. So if that's the case, be grateful that you're alive now and not at the end of the world. It's going to be pretty awful at that point. Not that it's pleasant today, it's going to be really bad then. In the meantime, just keep your focus on the Lord. Keep striving to develop your prayer life. Keep striving to love the Lord more, to grow in holiness. Because if, you know, the saints tell us that if we're following the commandments, we're praying, and we're frequenting the sacraments, that is the best indication that we're on the road to heaven. And so that's what you're trying to do, keeping yourself in the state of grace, praying, living a good moral life. That's what the Lord is looking for from each of us. He will take care of the rest. So we have to do our little part. The rest is up to him. So we trust in his mercy. We trust in his goodness. We trust in his love for us and in his promises that if we do the little bit that we can do, that he will raise us from the dead, that he will bring our souls and our bodies into the glory of heaven. That's what this is all about. Again, as always, you have two options. Choose carefully, because that option, that choice, is eternal. Once your soul leaves your body, you cannot change your mind. So the choice you've made and the amount of love you have at the moment that you die, that's what you're going to have. Well, the amount of love, if you go to heaven, if you go to hell, there won't be any. That's the little bit you've got is going to be taken away. And so strive to love more. Strive to grow in holiness more. Strive in all things to know and do the will of God, so that on that last day, your body is not just simply going to rise from the dead and be glorified, but it will be glorified to the fullest extent, because the extent to which your soul shares in the glory of God, meaning how much you love, therefore where you are in that hierarchy of heaven, is how much your body is going to share in that as well. So we want the absolute most, the best for you. And the best, to be the greatest saint that you can be, to love God as much as you possibly can, and thereby share for eternity in the glory of his resurrection.